The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel is written to us by Mark. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, and there he proclaimed the good news of God. This is the fullness of time. The reign of God is at hand. Turn around and believe in the good news. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew, and they were casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of people." Then they abandoned their nets, and they followed him. He walked along a little farther, and he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat mending their nets, and he also called them. And they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and they followed him. This is the gospel of the Lord. I doubt if what I'm going to say deserves to be called a homily. I just want to give some comments on several readings that aren't really connected together, but I hope they're important comments. The first reading from the prophet Jonah is the beginnings of what becomes Jewish universalism. In other words, they start, as most religions do, as a clannish, tribal kind of religion. You have to be ethnically Jewish to belong. And so what's he doing going to a pagan city, Nineveh? He tries to run away from it. And then he's supposed to tell them that God is apparently involved with them. That's against his religion. It's like if I'd go to the Methodist church today and tell them they're doing better than the Catholics over at Holy Family. Well, you wouldn't like that. Well, the Jews didn't like it either. That Jonah is going to the other people and announcing the word of God to them. And yet he does it. And then, darn it, it gets worse. They believe him and they're converted. He has much more success with the pagans, so-called, than he does with the Jewish people. This is the beginnings of the gradual unraveling of tribal religion, and recognize that if there's one God, there's one God of all the earth. And every little religion tries to pull him into, well, he's just our God. Don't waste your time. If he's just your God, he isn't a very big God. If he's God, then he's obviously the creator of all things. Not just Catholics, not just Americans, not just white people, all things. Huh? But everybody does that. Poor God has a hard time keeping free. We just want to put God inside of our little prisons. Then we have in the gospel, Jesus. This is the very beginning of Mark's gospel. And so we know he's going to say something central. And in fact, it's almost summed up in three phrases. This is the time. Now is the time. It's not the future, the way most of us have been trained, that heaven is in the future. He's saying it's now. This is the reign of God. The kingdom of God is at hand. Now, I bet a lot of you were trained to think you enter the kingdom after you die. No, the kingdom of God is either now or it's never. And if you're choosing it now, there's every reason to believe it will always be forever. Now and forever. But if you don't choose it now, why would God believe you want it forever? Why? If you don't choose to be a loving person now, you wouldn't feel at home in heaven. You'd peek through the gates and all the people are happy and there's black people there and there's Protestants there and there's Jews there and there's gay people there. And, well, I don't want to be there. I want to be with nice little whoever, people who are just like me. We got to get over this. There's no hope for the world if we remain in our little tribes And that's why these two readings are put together. So he says, the kingdom of God is at hand. Now, probably in your missal out, I didn't read your translation there. It's probably translated repent. It's a very unfortunate translation because for most of us that connotes, you know, I'm going to stop cussing or I'm going to stop drinking. The literal Greek word means to change your mind. It should say change your mind because all of us are set on a course. We're addicted to our way of thinking. We're addicted to our way of doing everything. And what conversion means is to do a 180-degree turn and reset your life in a new direction and believe in the good news. Now, that might seem like that isn't saying very much, but the common version of faith that I find in an awful lot of Christians is anything but good news. It's bad news. It's finding out who isn't worthy, who is excluded, who isn't going to heaven, who isn't worthy. That's not good news. If it's up to you to decide who's in and who's out, who's right and who's wrong, who's up and who's down, you know what? That's none of your business. That's none of your business. You could save yourself a lot of time to stop judging anybody or everybody. Huh? It is what it is. And when you can learn, and I can learn, to love it as it is without us changing it, then we'll have good news. And that's the beginnings of Mark's gospel. Then he sets right out to get some few people to buy into it. And the first people he meets are these four fishermen. Obviously rather uneducated men. But there's more in the text than you might first see. He asked them to leave two things, and two things that most of us would never question: their job and their family. Oh my God. He's clearly talking about a very different worldview. You know why? Because what keeps most people from asking new questions, real questions, and big questions are their job and their family. It's true. You can't think outside of the way all your family thinks. If they all voted for Trump, you probably think you got to vote for Trump too. You can't think on your own. And same with your job. That you've, if you want to keep it, you got to say what the boss wants you to say, don't you? You got to pretend to care about things that you really don't care about. So two things that normally seem very good, job and even sacred family, can both keep a lot of people in very small worlds. And Jesus is inviting Peter and Andrew and James and John into a much bigger, a much larger, and much newer world. That's good news.